You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am great. We have newbies again today.
Ooh, amazing.
Yes.
Bring it on.
Ooh, it sounds like a challenge. I like it.
Today we have Thomas Tharp and Marissa Payton with Hibu Digital Online Marketing. That's a mouthful.
Just a little bit. That's all right. We'll take it.
So tell us a little bit about Hibu, what it is. I know I met Thomas in a BNI meeting.
Okay, great.
And have talked to him and know a little bit, but I swear I think there's more and more to know every time. Every time he's in our BNI group, it's like, oh, okay.
Another layer.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Got it.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about Hibu, how it started, where you guys, what you do.
Sure. Hibu Online Marketing. We've been in business since 1930. We've been in the digital.
Wow. They're not that old.
Started off in print marketing. Okay. Yes, there wasn't the internet in 1930, to my knowledge. But now for the last, 10 years or so, 15 years, we've really focused on online marketing. Mm-hmm. We build websites, we optimize websites, we drive traffic to websites, we do business listings online.
Yes. We're a premier partner with Google. Mm-hmm. as well as the publisher of the Yellow Book. So we just have a whole marketing strategy to help businesses do business better.
So when you meet with clients, they might have an existing web page or they won't have an existing web page, which is it? Both?
Both.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, for those businesses that are new or new to online marketing, we can build a new website with them. For those businesses that have been around for a while, maybe they have a website that's obsolete, that's not coming up like they'd like it to. Mm-hmm. It's not being found. We can help them with that as well.
Yeah. Websites are kind of like your cell phone. You know, they need updated.
Right.
They've got to keep updated to make sure that their visibility is maximized. Mm-hmm. So just taking a look at the website, you know, on the front page may look great, but really just depends on what Google's seeing. So that's something that we can help each business by taking a look at their current website or starting from scratch and building it from new. So we can customize that to each business.
And probably sometimes you have to start from scratch. I'm thinking about real estate websites, and sometimes, just scrap it and start over.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what we do. We work. We call the front end of the website and the back end of the website. The front end being what the customer sees. You know how fresh it is, how modern it is, how easy it is to navigate, and then the back end being the HTML, the coding, what the search engines see, and we've really. Have a complete package as far as being able to find those websites and then looking modern and sharp.
Yeah, there's Google changes their rules so fast and so quick, and just keeping the website up to date with those changes is very important.
Right.
For example, realtors. That's a big one that is highly searched that Google seems to pick on most frequently.
And the new change is if your site's not mobile, you're completely wiped out.
Done.
Yeah.
You're
if
toast.
If it's on a mobile site, you're done. Yeah.
Absolutely. Actually, Google just made a change in April if your website is not optimized for mobile devices, starting in April, I think it was April 21st, they started punishing websites with their visibility online and started dropping them in the rankings for that, because 60 to 70% of all searches are through mobile devices.
I have a feeling mine's in a corner somewhere.
It's in timeout.
We need to get you out of timeout soon. That's why we're here.
Right.
We can help.
I never heard you say that. Punishment before. I got a little worried.
That's kind of a way to think about it, though. Yeah.
They do. They and they just put another push through a couple days ago. And one of I noticed somebody's website, you know, fell fourth.
Oh.
That made it through the first punishment. Didn't get noticed that they weren't mobile friendly until just a few days ago when they looked a little bit closer. Yeah. So they're getting really smart to those things. So making sure that you keep your website up to those tactics is very important to keep up with the digital world.
Yep. Well, and I think it's really important because I think most people do use their mobile devices more so than, oh, I'll wait and look that up when I get home and I'm at my desktop or on my laptop or whatever. They are pulling up their phones or their iPads or whatever iDevice they might have.
Right.
Their iWatches.
eyeglasses.
Eyeglasses. So
that's kind of...
That's
a bit much. But, hey, to each their own.
Right.
You know what? You just have to be there no matter where somebody is searching.
Right.
If your website's not there, guess what?
Yeah.
You're not getting picked.
Well, you're non-existent.
Right, right. So we help your business, you know, like I said, from start to finish to make sure that you're there and you're found when somebody is looking for that service.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you need to be.
Well, and I think that's so important because so many people are in the service industry.
Right.
And they rely on not just advertising, but on their websites. If you have something to sell, whether it's a product or a service, you always want to come up on that first page of Google or Bing or whatever. Google
searching.
Is the obviously the preferred top
utilized,
one, I think.
Yeah,
the most utilized one. But if you're not on that first page, people probably aren't going to go to page two unless they're specifically looking for you, and then they're going to put your name in the search engine and they'll find
you
right away.
They already know about you. Yeah. They're going to find you eventually.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They say the best place to hide a body is on the second page of Google.
Yeah.
You know, because nobody goes there. It just doesn't happen.
Awesome.
You know, and so you're exactly right. If you're not on that front page, you know, especially with mobile devices, there's less options on a mobile device.
Yeah.
So it's important.
Really need to be above the fold, you know? When people are searching, they put that search term in and they look right there. And if they don't see something appetizing right there, they're usually backing up and changing that search term. So making sure that your website shows up for all those variations of what people are looking for is important.
Well, now when you do the search, the first three or four things pop up are some paid advertising that you think is what you're looking for, but then it's not. Because if you click on it, you're like, ah, I didn't want that. And then trying to get out of it, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's like you have to scroll.
You should just know that the stuff in the box is paid for.
Not always in a box, though. It's not always in a box. They've gotten really slick about some of this stuff.
Well, and that's important because on a mobile device, you know, it's just whatever's on the top right there. And so that's another thing that we provide along with our websites is the advertising of the website because, you know, a website is – if you don't advertise it, it's kind of like having a huge billboard and shoving it in your closet. You know, you've got to get
it out
there.
I like our analogy. Really hitting home.
Ouch.
Yeah, you need to get that website out there, you know, when people are doing those search terms. So one thing that we do with the websites to, you know, first of all, a website, it takes a while for Google to stop punishing it and letting it show up, you know. So a way to get it to that top of that page is those paid advertising. And it works because people, that's where they're clicking. And so that's a way to kind of get right to the top immediately.
And there's certain industries where that's extremely beneficial. You know, you're talking about 24-hour emergency type businesses where, you know, if you've got some water damage or you've got some things where somebody needs somebody right away, they're not going to scroll down.
Your heating and cooling is not working.
Exactly, exactly.
You need something right now, and that's where they're going.
They're not
going
to scroll down and research and go to two or three websites. They're in a panic. Their basement's flooded. They're going to the you know, whatever's there, and they're clicking on it. So, you know, there's certain businesses that's even more important.
And also for realtors, that's another thing that Google has recently done is they have taken away local listings for some headings, one being realtors.
Right.
So when you do a search for realtor or anything to do with that heading for that area, that map pack and local listings aren't showing up anymore. Think about it. That's free real estate that Google can sell. So they're forcing realtors to do the paid advertising to even get their website to show up.
We're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with Haibu Online Marketing.